Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. But you just heard that in the intro. What you did not hear is that I'm the host, or so I'm told, Mike Salmon, alongside my co-host, or so I'm told, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
So you're told by yourself. You told me I'm the co-host, so...
Well, you told me first.
That's true. Hey, happy day after Back to the Future Day, Mike.
Yes. Did anything happen yesterday? Did we see...
I took my hoverboard down here.
Marty McFly or anybody?
Well, apparently he was... Michael J. Fox was implicated in a sports betting scandal. I don't know if you saw that. And the USA Today cover yesterday was exactly like the movie showed 30 years ago, so...
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, the movie was... 26 years ago, based on 30 years ago. You know what I'm talking about. Not really, but...
I got you.
Happy Back to the Future.
Yes. Just drink your coffee while right. I let everybody know who we're going to have today. We've got actually two fairly new businesses.
I love it.
With some pretty cool names. We've got Mike Miller here. He is with two maids and a mop, although he did not bring two maids and a mop.
Or a mop.
Or a mop, exactly. And Chris Lamorte. Did I get that pronounced right?
Yep.
Okay, because you have an E there at the end. I didn't know if it was like Lamorte or something
it's
like
Chris
that.
Lamorte.
Maybe a little French twang to it.
Yeah.
Chris Lamorte with Web Chimpy. So Web Chimpy and two maids and a mop.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
What are we doing talking to each other? Let's get the guests on the air.
Let's start with the other Mike in the room. Mike Miller with two maids and a mop. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, two maids and a mop. Even though I'm disappointed you didn't bring two maids and a mop, tell us about your company.
Perhaps next time I'll bring a couple.
I will invite you back just for that reason.
The company itself has been in business for over 12 years, founded by a University of Georgia graduate, and started in Pensacola, Florida. And last 2 years or so, they started franchising, and I chose to purchase the Gwinnett County franchise. And we opened on May 19th of this year.
All right, before we go into a lot more details about the company, tell me about your background and why did you decide to get into this business?
Sure. So I was in the corporate world for about 25 years with a couple of large businesses and one fairly small technology company for a short time. And I always really wanted to own my own business. I just didn't find what I was really passionate about. And A couple of years ago, I have had maid services for a long time. A couple of years ago, I actually was somewhat interested in pursuing it with my current maid, but she was happy doing just, you know, doing things on her own. So I left the corporate world and decided I wanted to try to find a business, and I did search a couple of different opportunities, and this one just really stood out to me.
Well, then I'm going to ask you to unpack that last sentence a little bit more. What sets apart two maids and a mop, other than the cool name, from some of the other cleaning services that you can franchise?
Sure. That's a great question. I kind of found a blog that the founder, Ron Holt, initiated back in, I think, 2003 or so. I mean, very kind of early on for blogging and for a maid service business, I thought that was really interesting. So I read a lot of his blogs and just really liked his philosophy. Read a lot of the same business books that I did, and in reading, I found out that early on he decided that he wasn't going to be able to compete on price alone, because you know, anyone can go to Walmart and pick up, you know, supplies and some business cards, and they're in business. So had to provide something different. And to do that, we had to find the right people. And so he developed something that we still use today called the Pay for Performance Plan. And that plan is based, the idea behind it is that we pay our employees based on the customer rating and that rating alone. So to me, that really made a lot of sense. I mean, like I said, I'd had maid services in the past, and typically in maid service business, as well as other service businesses, where it's recurring, it always starts out great, right? And then somehow the service tends to go south over time for whatever reason. And so To me, this makes sense, and it works that, you know, our employees know that when they go each time to a client's home, they're going to be rated by the customer, and that rating is going to determine their pay. And so they have the opportunity to get paid really well if they do a good job.
So that is one of the differences, because there's a lot of maid services out there, and I'm sure you researched that, but that is something that differentiates you from the competition.
Exactly.
Are there other things? And I do want to ask, you know, what are the names of the two maids, and how do you do it with only one mop? But I jest.
Yeah.
Are there other things that separate you as far as that obviously separates for the people that are working for you.
Right.
That's pretty cool. They know that they're going to want to give the best job because they can make more money for the customer. What are some of the things that may make you different from the other maid service down the street?
Well, I appreciate you following up on that. Yeah, it means a lot to the customer. I mean, if you're the customer and you have a maid service coming and they're getting paid the same amount, no matter what, whether they do a good job or a bad job, then
they probably just want to get in and out as quickly as possible.
Exactly. And so, so this this resonates with our customers. They really understand it, and it works. But for the customer, they know that each time one of our maids or two of our maids go into their home, that their pay depends on the quality of their work. So it kind of gives them a sense of ownership somewhat.
Is there ever three maids? I'm the one that asks the dumb questions.
Boy, he's really fascinated.
I mean, what happens if it's a big home and they need three maids? You don't have to answer the question.
That's a great that came up recently.
It's a good question then.
Yeah, we had a home in the Chateau Alain area.
And, you needed four maids.
We needed four maids. Yeah, we did not service that customer, but we would have had to send four maids.
Okay, and more than one mop.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Four maids and two mops at that point, probably.
So Mike asked the dumb questions. I go back to the math and return on investment because that's kind of what I do and what I love. So here was going to be my question for if I'm someone who's going to become a potential employee, what kind of a bonus? Are we talking about 5% more? Are we talking about 10% more? What's the range of how much better I can do as an employee? Given my customer ratings, what kind of a difference are we? I mean, are we looking at like, oh, it's 25 cents more an hour, or no, you can really go up 10% or 15%. What are we looking at?
Good question. I mean, it's about 5% of the total job. Over a 2-week period, it could make a $100 difference.
Sure. And to a customer, that money doesn't come out of their pocket. That's coming out of the margins of the company. That's being paid by the owner to say, do a good job. It's funny, as you were talking about that, you said something that really resonated with me. I think people who are our age and maybe a little bit older, if we had people coming to clean our houses before, they were a member of the family. I mean, that's one of the, and so you're kind of bringing that back where the customer is truly trying to build a relationship with the employee who's coming to do a wonderful service in their home, and then they get to reward them if they do a good job. And, you know, I like the pay for performance. I'm assuming nobody else does this.
To my knowledge, no one else is doing that. Yeah, they're either paying hourly or a flat commission.
What a wonderful concept. Hey, if you do a good job, we're going to pay you a little bit more. If you want to work hard, you can be rewarded.
Yeah. I like to use this example. You're wearing a Gwinnett Brave shirt today.
Yes, sir.
And wouldn't it be fabulous if our sports people were paid based on their performance versus their past performance?
The other Mike and I were talking about that before you guys came in here about, athletes, they do get paid on performance. And then once they get that pay, it doesn't matter. It's kind of guaranteed unless you're a golfer. So that's those are the only ones that truly get paid. But yeah, you're right. Our economy would be better if more employees were rewarded more often for doing good work.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
We're talking with Mike Miller with Two Maids and a Mop. And by the way, every time you tell Steven that he's asking you a good question, it's costing me more money because he's paid on performance as well.
Oh, okay.
So any more questions that come from him, don't tell him it's a good question.
See the candy bars on the table? I get another one. So.
There you go. We'll give him another Snickers bar over there.
If you'll credit back my water, we got a deal.
There you go. Look at that businessman here
in
the room.
He is smart. He is a good negotiator.
Talk about the vertical market. Is this a growing industry? Are you seeing growth in the maids in-house service?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. And you know, over the past decade or so, I think the trend has been you know, houses are getting smaller and smaller that we're servicing, and the median income or income of the, of those that we're servicing is going down as well. It's no longer a luxury item. It's almost a necessity for a family that's got two people working and kids, and if they want to have any kind of weekend or whatever, they need a service like ours.
Yeah, us, you know, in our younger days, typically the moms would stay home, and these days you do see both parents working.
I was also going to ask, this is, I'm sure you also have room for clients who have you come in occasionally, once a quarter, before the holidays. So it's not, you know, don't call us unless you want us to come every week, right? There are plenty of opportunities.
That's exactly right. I mean, the majority of our business is bi-weekly or every other week customers. We do have monthly customers. We do also have some that just call us when they need us. And we have, we do move in and move out cleaning as well. So, I've got a few, I've had a few people contact me individually, and I've got a few real estate agents that I'm familiar with that have, sent some business our way as well.
Now, you bought the franchise for Gwinnett. Does that include completely all of Gwinnett, or where's your main focus? Where are markets you want to move into? You know, the mic is yours to kind of make a pitch.
Sure. Good question.
You just cost me another candy bar.
By the way, when you make it public, that you know, now I got to negotiate.
He was costing me money, Stephen.
Right. Now let's stop costing Mike money and let him answer the question of where he wants to grow his business.
Let's see if we can make him some
money. That's right. Go for it, Mike.
So we, I have the rights to Gwinnett, you know, so, I can service, other territories, that are outside of Gwinnett that aren't already, that someone doesn't have the rights to. So, we did just recently, open another owner just opened the Fulton County office about, 3 weeks ago. So brand new. We do have some customers in DeKalb County as well as Hall County, and I don't market to the customers outside of the county. I can't do that according to the franchise agreement, and I don't. But for those people that somehow find out about us, we're happy to service them if they're within a reasonable drive.
And at the end of this interview, when you give all your contact information, if you find out there's someone else that can service them near them, they certainly you'll help them do that as
Of course,
absolutely.
And just one other note, I do plan to expand into Forsyth County as well as Hall.
If you're listening to this podcast outside of Gwinnett, Forsyth, or Hall, turn off the podcast. Do not listen any longer.
Stop it.
I told you I would service them.
Okay.
That was not a good comment, Mike. That's a minus one for you. I'm taking your candy bar now.
Fine.
All right.
Fine. We're actually talking to really three levels of folks here, or three different communities here. We're talking to the people that could be potential customers that are looking for their homes to be serviced and cleaned, and they would love for your two maids and a mop to come in. We're talking to potential people that might want to work for two maids and a mop. You're growing, as you talked about. We're also talking about people maybe that want to actually get into the business, sort of like you. Talk about the franchising opportunities.
So, we've got, I believe, we've got, I believe around 26, locations now in about seven states. We're as far west as, Dallas, Fort Worth, and we have a location in, Washington, D.C. area. There's plenty of, opportunity available. I obviously believe in it. One of the things I like about the business is the recurring revenue aspect of it. You know, I clean your home and it's going to get dirty again. So
there's no shortage of dirt.
So hopefully you'll have us come back and keep cleaning as long as we satisfy the customer.
Yeah, the way it typically works is you come in, you clean, and we say, okay, we're going to keep it clean now, kids. And within days. Within hours, that plan is foiled, and we got to call two maids and a mop again. So for those that would like to check into your services, give us any website, any contact information you have so they can find out more about your company and hopefully give you a call or shoot you an email.
Sure. We're at twomaidsswanee.com. So that's two maids.
Is that T-W-O?
T-W-O.
Okay.
M-A-I-D-S. And then another S, U-W-A-N-E-E.com.
TwoMaidsSwanee.com.
Right.
Okay, sounds great. Mike Miller, two maids and a mop, and next time he's going to bring
two maids and a mop. Not two mops and a maid. Bring two maids and a mop.
Mike, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, before we go to Mr. Salmon, the Mike who runs the place and is going to fire me after the show, I have a question for you.
I can't fire you right now. You've got all the candy bars.
Do you know what? I've got a question for you. Do you know what makes a Subaru? Come on, answer it. You know it.
Please tell me.
Oh.
Please tell me.
It's love. Love is what makes a Subaru.
Some candy bars.
That's true. And I love a Subaru. And I love being in the Subaru of Gwinnett studios. And you can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. You can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. You can come in and see the difference. And maybe if you already have a Subaru, you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
You know what else they have at Subaru of Gwinnett?
What's that?
Vending machines. And you know what's in those vending machines?
What's that? Candy bars. Good. That's where you're going to go and buy me the candy bar that you now owe me because I asked such good questions.
This show is just killing me right now. All right, let's go on to our next guest. Chris Lamorte is with Web Chimpy. We're talking about some businesses here in Gwinnett and another fairly new business. And Chris, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Web Chimpy. Speaking of another interesting name, I love the name Web Chimpy. Tell us what your company does and how'd you come up with the name?
What we do is we specialize in website design and internet marketing services. We came up with a name. We wanted to come up with something that's accurately described what we do. And so we wanted to include web in the...
I got the web part.
Yeah, I got the web
part we got. Yeah.
But if you're accurately describing...
Well, so basically... Web is in the name, and then we wanted to make something that the process was so easy a monkey could do it. So we thought up with Web Chimpy.
Very good.
I like that. Now, is Chimpy an adjective or a verb?
It's a made-up word.
talk about your background, what you bring to the table, and how long has Web Chimpy been in business?
We've been in business officially for about 3 months. It was a side business before that for about 9 months. So total, it's been around for a year. My background is website design. I worked at a marketing company for about 2 years and as a web designer. And while I was there, I learned a lot about marketing and website design as it relates mm-hmm. to marketing. And I've been designing websites since I was about 13 years old.
What got you into designing websites? What do you enjoy about that?
I got into designing websites when I was, like I said, when I was 13, when my grandfather gave me a book on how to code HTML. And
your grandfather gave you a book on how to
love that. Yes. That is fantastic.
Yeah, he was an engineer, so he was okay. That's technical stuff. And yeah, so I got
Curious George and he gets HTML.
That's right. His grandfather made an investment in him. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it was I dove into the book. I was interested in it and I just took off from there.
Now, so, okay, Chris, I'm going to show my ignorance. Website design is definitely beyond my pay scale and beyond my purview. Everywhere you see, everywhere you look, you got to be on the web, you got to be on this web presence, internet marketing, that it's such a huge thing. And yet it's so constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
You have a business owner sitting in front of you who says, where do I start? What are the most important keys other than just, you got to get one out there? What are some of the big keys that business owners and businesses need to know about their web design and about their internet marketing?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I mean...
Oh, he's costing me candy right. bars too.
But it's true. Now be quiet and let Chris answer the good question.
So obviously, I mean, one of your first things you're going to want to do when building your brand online is get your logo and website design taken care of because it's, and actually, I think there was a Forbes article that said that not having a website is one of the top reasons that businesses fail nowadays because that's your front door to your business. And oftentimes, especially with younger people, that's that's the first thing they see. That's your first impression. So getting that nailed down, getting something that looks professional and accurately portrays you is definitely the first thing I would do.
So it has replaced the business card. It has replaced the cold call. It has replaced. It is first impression.
Oftentimes, yes. I wouldn't say it's completely replaced the business card. You know, you can't bring your website with you when you go networking, but
well, kind of. Well, I'm sure they're working on a way to do that.
I'm sure they are.
Now, here's where I'm going to kind of display my ignorance. I think one of the things people who are not did not get that book from their grandfather about HTML coding, might look at kind of web design and internet marketing, and they go, it's so big and it's such a broad spectrum, and I feel like all anybody who's in that space wants to do is want me to spend money. And it's, you know, when do I see the return on investment? How do I see the return on investment? I like how you said the focus is on the first, it's a first impression. Start there. So what are some of the next steps, or what are some of the common sense steps people can take as they're starting to build their brand that would help them see a return on investment that they're making by having you work for them?
Right. And yeah, I mean, it's an obvious concern, and unfortunately, it does happen out in the internet marketing industry where you can dump tons of money. I mean, it's not the magic potion to get business and build your business. But you definitely want, there's no one size fits all solution that works for every business. You're going to have to, when you come up with a strategy, you want to come up with, something customized for your business and something
You almost need to start by answering the question, what do I want to accomplish?
Right. And that's why what we do is we sit down, we have our clients fill out a questionnaire where we can help them determine what's called their positioning statement, which is basically saying who you are, who your target market is. So you can really narrow down what you're trying to accomplish, because otherwise you're just, you know, throwing darts at a board.
Right. Right. One business owner might want people to come to the store. Other
right.
business owners might want them to call them. Other business owners might want to, it's kind of what are the goals, and, mm-hmm. and whether you accomplish that through a survey or whether you accomplish that through a nice video or, you know, different things for different people. Is that
right? And when you're building a website, that's what's called your call to action. That's one of the questions we ask, is what do you want your customers to do when they get to your website? What makes a conversion? Do you want them to fill out a request a quote form? Do you want them to call you? Do you want them to visit your location? And that's one of the most important questions when starting out in internet marketing.
Mike, I'm not as scared now. That was good. You did a good job there.
Chris Lamorque's doing a great job with Web Chimpy here
Thank
on Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm hearing a term, Chris, called mobile-focused design. What does that mean? Can you unpack that for us?
Yes. So it's a fairly new idea. Basically, it starts off originally when you build websites, back 10 years ago, you built them for the computer
right.
only. And then as smartphones became more popular, people started using phones, and then it became a thing. Okay, let's make our website mobile friendly so that it's not as difficult to use. And now it's because roughly on average, 60% of your
more than half
are going to be on your mobile devices. That's how they're going to be looking at their website. We decided to take a different approach. And instead of starting with a desktop website, a main computer website, we start with the mobile website and focus on that. So that, and then we go up from there. But because, you know, it doesn't make sense anymore to not focus on your mobile website.
Isn't it I seem to remember stats, which are 67% are made up, but I seem to remember some of the stats
68%
are showing. Oh, sorry, Mike. some of the stats are saying that more searches are being done on phones than on desktops and laptops and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily that desktop use is going down. It's just mobile use is going up because, you know, people have it wherever they go, and they're always. I mean, a lot of times, especially, I mean, depending on your profession, you're going to be out on the go a lot more than you're going to be sitting behind your computer.
I'm sure as an expert in your field, Chris, you see a lot of websites and you just shake your head and go, oh my goodness.
Yes, I do.
probably all the time. And I'm thinking these are companies that are doing the websites on their own because they're afraid of maybe reaching out to someone like you, thinking, okay, websites are just to hire someone to do it for me. It's just too expensive. Talk mm-hmm. about the costs. Are the costs coming down at all?
They are. I mean, there's been a lot of new technologies. You no longer need to, it's no longer a necessity to code in order to build your website. You know, and the prices in website design vary this very wide range of prices. You know, you can get somebody to do it for a couple hundred bucks, and you can get people that start at several, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. So it's different level. But what I noticed is there seemed to be a big gap in the industry. It was one extreme or the other. You have to choose between either affordability or quality. And you either have to pay a couple hundred dollars to get a not so good website, or you pay thousands of dollars to get a good website. And so that's one of the things that sets us apart from other businesses is that we developed a platform that we call ChimpPress. It's based off of WordPress that speeds up the process. and makes it so that we can offer a much higher quality for a lot cheaper than our competition.
Chimp Press. I'm feeling a theme here.
Yeah.
Now, is this Chimp Press yours? I mean, you guys, it's your platform that you use?
Uh-huh. Well, we started with WordPress, which is an open source platform, which means that anybody can edit it. And we built off of that. We created our own plugins and extensions to make it more user-friendly. And so that's basically when we build a website, we fill out a form, and then the foundation of the website's already there so that we can build off of that and fine-tune it and make something great for our customers that's customized to them.
And this is just one example of they get a better quality than I'm just going to pay a couple $100, but they're not necessarily having to go to the super high cost to do that.
Right. They do. And then on top of that, we also have a different payment structure. Traditional website design is 50% up front, 50% after. For us, you can get started as low as $285 and then pay monthly from there over 18 to 24 months.
We're talking a lot about web design. Does your company do anything besides web design? Are there other services that you offer?
Yeah, so we're a full-service internet marketing agency. So everything we do, including web design, revolves around getting you more phone calls and more leads for your business. So we also offer services to bring traffic to your website, such as social media marketing, pay-per-click advertising, search engine optimization, which is a fancy way of saying get your website to rank higher on Google.
And get more eyeballs.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
It's funny, and I might be speaking out of turn, but if I look at your industry as a whole, Chris, I think one of the impressions some people have is some of the companies out there are just artists. They just want to create great art. They don't care about bottom line. I think some look at other potential things. They're just trying to sell me everything they possibly can.
Right.
You nailed it. You said our whole goal is to get more eyeballs, to get more calls, you see that it's, hey, if their bottom line goes up, they'll probably keep using us.
Right. Because, I mean, it's great to have a pretty website, but a pretty website's not going to pay the bills. So that's what you're right. A lot of people do miss that. And the real reason people want a website is for return on investment rather than just something that looks pretty on the web.
See, that's the engineer thinking right there. I like
that. And Chris, I mean, you got into it because you love doing web design and so forth and enjoy the codes and all that. Now you're a business owner. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not just doing that and somebody, I mean, you've got a whole business to run. What's that been like? Because now you've got to look at the whole picture and you've got other people you got to look at. I mean, you're really invested in this.
Yeah, I was terrified when I first started. I quit my job and then my first thought was, what the heck did I just do? And, I talked to a friend of mine and he talked me through it and, it's turned out okay. And so far, so good.
That's great. For those that have been listening and they want to check into your, the work you've done and maybe consider bringing you on board to help with their web design and their marketing and so forth, their online marketing, give us your web. You do have a website, don't you?
No, no,
I'm just working on it.
go ahead and give us the website. Any phone numbers you want to share?
Yeah, our website is www.webchimpy.com. Webchimpy is spelled WEBCHIMPY. And you can reach us at our phone number at 770-599-5053.
It's funny now because a lot of times, email addresses, phone numbers, people don't remember that, but if they, you just Google WebChimpy and usually they'll find the website.
So yes.
Everything, anyone I use, I go to the web first.
So maybe you should have a good website. So check out Chimpy.
WebChimpy.
Check out Chimpy. Yeah, you can use that as a slogan. It's not that good, but you can still use it.
Chris, thank you for joining us on the show. And I do apologize for Steven.
It's okay.
I'm just an engineer trying to be funny.
That's the problem. Engineers cannot be funny. We've had this discussion before.
Off the air, yes.
Off the air.
All right. So, but what can happen is you can talk to Speed Pro Imaging and Marietta Mike. They help businesses like yours and like the other Mike and like Chris's stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it. As the industry leader for large-scale printing, they deliver impactful images that share a message, attract attention, and reinforce your brand. To find out more, visit speedpromarietta.com.
So when you have that business, you get WebChimpy to come in and do all your web design and so forth. You get SpeedPro Imaging of Marietta to do your graphics and so forth. And then when you're successful, you can get like two maids, three maids, four maids, and several mops to come in and clean.
You don't have to be successful. I'm sure they're not that expensive. Just if you want to have a nice clean office, you get two maids and a mop.
If things are tight, can you get one maid and a broom?
And a broom.
Is that possible,
and a
dustpan.
Mike?
We're flexible.
Very good.
They'll probably still even bring a mop. Although the studio is carpet, so they better bring a vacuum.
I want to thank both Mike Miller with two maids and a mop and Chris Lamort with WebChimpy for joining us and all this tomfoolery going on in the studio. Thanks for putting up with us, but thank you for sharing your business, and we wish you the best of luck. And please come back and tell us a year from now. Hopefully we'll have a success story to share. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. I want to thank our guests for joining us. A reminder, you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime you'd like by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You got that, Stephen?
Yes.
GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. And then you can select any show you'd like. You can also download any of the shows on iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. Please do that. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. You can watch several of these shows now on our new YouTube channel. And Steven, you know, he's dressing up now, not coming in the pajama tops anymore. Wearing actual shirts and pants and stuff.
And I'm getting a candy bar for that, too.
There you go. Steven, any parting words?
Yes, I've been wanting to title this show the whole hour, and the show should be titled Two Mics and Four Microphones.
Okay.
Crickets.
Thanks for the sound effects.
Yeah,
actually,
you're welcome.
If I had it, I would have played that. I appreciate it, Steven. We'll see you next time. For Steven and for Z, who's running the video and helping us out as well. We appreciate that very much. I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.